Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Ooh, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and I am rejoicing, and I am ever so glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. But this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, indeed. But he alone is the maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. Besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor God this morning. Hallelujah. We are so ever so grateful for his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his protection. He's our shield of assistance. Hallelujah. He is indeed our shield, and he is our help. Hallelujah. He is our God, our Father, our Master, our Lord, and our King. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I have some technical issues this morning, and I didn't know my laptop was unplugged for a moment, and I didn't see it, didn't recognize it, so I'm not able to see who's on this morning, but I thank God for you. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your faithfulness. And if you are one of the ones or some of the ones who are coming on later, I thank God for you, too. We're not going to let anything interfere nor be a hindrance to us. Amen. Hallelujah. It just cannot be. It will not be. Hallelujah, because God is in control. Hallelujah. And we thank him. And perhaps this is what he intended. Well, he must have. He's in control. Hallelujah. So we're just so grateful, so grateful. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend, a wonderful a service experience with the Lord. Hallelujah. And you just feel empowered. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I know that there is so much going on in the world. And, I mean, just out of control it almost feels. But nevertheless, we cannot forget God is in control. And besides him, there is no help. So we are thanking the Lord for his mercy. We are thanking the Lord for his grace, his comfort, his direction. Thanking him for his mighty protection. Hallelujah. And we know, listen to this, listen clearly, closely. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. And we are just so delighted and still so blessed that you were here with us this morning. Hallelujah. We want you to be led by the power of God. Hallelujah. We like that. That means that God has something for you. That God has something for you. We're not looking for crowd. We're not looking to mass numbers. No. That's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to compare ourselves with anyone. No. 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 We are a remnant. We are a remnant. Hallelujah. A piece of the peace. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. No pride. No pride. We humbly walk before our God. And eternally grateful. Hallelujah. I hear the thunder and the rumbling. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, in spite of it, hallelujah, we're trusting our God. Hallelujah. And we say, peace be still. Hallelujah. And we go on about our Father's business. Psalms 24, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the water. I'm sorry, upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord, from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I read Psalm 24:1-10, and we read Psalm 1:1-6. God bless. Hallelujah. Your ears to hear what thus says the written word of the Almighty God. Psalm 3, and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir sang this song, and it is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Lord, how are they that increase, that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him and God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art shield for me, my glory and deliverer of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustains. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbones. Thou hast broken their teeth. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear thee, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. He bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so, so good to his people. He loves us. He cares. He is concerned. He wants to show us great and mighty things. Righteousness is the gift from God. Hallelujah. Don't be intimidated because people make jokes, because you speak in tongues. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a gift. Hallelujah. It's the evidence. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. And we know that there are sinners who have been around people and been around church that can speak in tongues, don't have the anointing. It makes the difference. Don't be intimidated. Don't let people show you their thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Be concerned about none of those things, but righteousness and holiness, and be gracious that God has saved you. Salvation has come to you. You've been justified. You've been clean. Yes, there may be people who want to bring up all your mess, but now let me tell you, they got mess too, that they need to ask God to put in the sea of forgetfulness, that it does not rise up against them. Hallelujah. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. We're not wallowing in it. If you're wallowing in it, you need to go to God. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you and receive it and walk in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be called a saint, a child of God. Oh, glory. Oh, you may not have a mother or father, but God, oh my God. Woo, glory. Heaven, oh my. He'll wrap you in his arms, his loving care. Oh, God. God. Hallelujah. He'll give you joy unspeakable. And it's full of glory. Yes, yes. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ah, yes. And his goodness is not based on you nor I. He's good. Hallelujah. And the love that he has for you, you know what you've done. You know that everybody may not know, but God knows. We all have the love. Excuse me. Kind. If you don't want it, you won't let it dwell with you. I'm telling you. All those haters and all those people who want to bring stuff up against you, God is the one that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's God. Allow us to walk in the newness of life, the new man. Hey, glory. The new man. Walk now. So that you can do what God has called you to do before he puts you in your mama's belly. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, you big, you bad. Hallelujah. Let the anointing fall on that. And let your zeal come forth for doing what God has called you to do in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Foolishness. Don't waste your time, hallelujah, with the things of this world. Don't waste it. Then we have great and mighty things. Open treasure. We want to open before you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Why? Go to the creation. When all you have to do is go to the Creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because someone has done things to you, you want to cause pain and suffering to them. Oh, no. We have sinned against God. And he was open, loving arms, warning us to come to him, ask him to forgive us for unrighteousness. If he can forgive us, then, my sisters and my brothers, we can forgive those who were despitefully misused us, talk about us, stab us in the back, ridicule us, but think about the back issue. Hey! You know the armor of God? It's all in the front, on the head. But guess who is your real God? Just trying to say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's your real God. Oh, yes, he is. Not just mine, he's yours too. He's ours. Inhale. Yeshua, Jesus. Yeshua, Jesus. Let go. And let God. When it try to come, rise up, let go. God got it. And yes, he told us we would have, the world would hate us, and we would endure a lot. But he's on the God. He promised. He promised that he would be with us. And it's promises are true. He is indeed a promise. Oh, yes, he is. And we thank you for the manifestation in our life, the promise. He has allowed to manifest in our life. Just look at Israel. Oh, my God. They said that nothing, it was about nothing. But and remember what God did when he sent Ezekiel down in the valley of the dry bones. He said, can these bones live? Hey, Jesus said, only you. He said, prophesy. Prophesy to the four winds. And rest. Look at Israel. It's a nation. Who have ever heard of such a thing? A nation that was a nation, that was no longer a nation, become a nation in one day. That's the God we're talking about this morning. Hey, he can do that. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he can. He can do that. Is he asked Abraham. He said, Abraham, anything too hard for me? What's going on in your life? Where you are? What you depending on more than God? Where's your faith, your hope? Where's your measure of faith that he's given? I'm not just talking about some faith. I'm talking about faith in God. People said to me for years, you ain't got no faith. They couldn't tell me what it is or what it was. And what is faith in? They didn't tell me you have to have faith in God, confidence in God, trust in God. They didn't tell me how to do that either. Not either. Either. I was confused for a long time, ridiculing myself, trying to have faith in this person, trying to have faith. Just tell the truth and stay in the church. That's what my mama said. Hey! But one day, I was sitting at the table and I was just boo-hoo crying. And I didn't know my mama knew that I was crying. And she said, why are you pining if you have faith in God? Your faith must be in God. Why are you worried? The sun is shining. It may be cloudy where we are, and heard the rain just pouring down this morning, but the sun is still shining. God. And I know that life can throw some boomerangs, can throw some darkness thicker than 100 midnight down in a cypress swamp. But guess what? God doesn't ridicule you. He doesn't beat you up. He lets you know that he is in it. When John the Baptist was going through after all declared who he was, realizing that the testimonies and the prophecies of the prophets of old testified of John, and he finds himself in a dark place. He even questioned and wondered, are you the Christ, or should we look for another? Oh, it can get dark. It can get dark, yeah. I don't care. Now, you know John, Jesus testified of John. But he was a guy in a dark place. Jesus did not ridicule him. Jesus did not beat him over the head. He just said, go and tell John what you see. And he testified of John. John didn't see all that what Jesus did on the earth, but he did and accomplished that purpose for him to do. The earth does not belong to us. We are not citizens of the earth. Things just got all messed up. for we're kingdom children here on this earth, representing ambassadors, representing the Most High God. We have to see that, and can't be any compromising, hatred, jealousy, deceit, all of that evil, and saying we're doing the work of God. No, we can't do that. God loves us. Got to be about my Father's will. But I don't say, hey, baby, get saved and you'll see. It's personal. But I ain't, I know, hey, you do what you do. I'm walking. Because I have been ordained to do it. I have been granted to do it. It's your choice how you walk on this earth, how you represent that your child of God represented. Well, I ain't got to do this. Hey, study the word, see what it says, and that's what you do. Don't compromise. Already been through that. What if it says thou shalt not, then thou shalt not. Simple as that. Thou shalt then do. God, what is it that he has for your hand? You've been appointed to do. Walk in the joy of the Lord. The confidence. The confidence. And want to please him. And when he sees you, he'll smile and say, mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Then we tend to go there. But we there, eyes and day. God is good. God is just so good. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love him. Love him so much that you just want to please him. Oh, God. And when you find that you just messed up, jacked up, oh, my goodness, don't beat yourself up. Just repent. Ask for forgiveness. Get up and start all over again. And if someone has the audacity to bring up your yesterday, just look at them and say, God bless you, baby. God bless you. Because he has put it in the sea of forgiveness. Just say, God bless you. That's all. God bless you. Walk in his blessing. And forgive them. They won't understand what they're doing. Being used by the enemy. And putting obstacles in their way. Oh my God. Is this a beautiful thing? In the midst of potential inclement weather. And maybe this is to let us know that our faith should be in God. God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Psalm 123. Wait on the Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Hallelujah. Psalms 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. From henceforth, even forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Psalms 125. Hallelujah. God is so good. And you found us kind of throw it off. I got when we just get comfortable using I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to stick with what I have. I hope the sound is good. God, I'm trusting God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen to this. I always like first mention. First place, it gives us the foundation of the meaning. You know, it tells us and establishes. You know, but I like first mention. Now, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. We're going to get that. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And listen to this. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. Listen to this. Listen. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, my God from Zion, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended all his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, you see. Let us exalt his most holy name together. Hallelujah. 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 There is no God like our God. Our God is the only true and living God. And we have to go to Isaiah. And there are others, but I like it. I just like Isaiah. It's just kind of favorite to me. Isaiah 43, starting at the seventh verse. Listen to this. If you have any questions about why you're here, who am I, you know, you're going through, maybe your little pity party, and you want to invite everybody, to come, and you got all the balloons and everything. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know why. You're just having that party. Let me just put a pin in the balloon. Hallelujah. Right here with the seventh, Isaiah 43, starting at the seventh verse. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, everyone who identifies with God, for I, this is God saying this, for I have created him for my glory. They said, this is your purpose. This is why you're here. You were created for God's glory. And he goes on to say, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. You might need a little something else. Hallelujah. So you can be with your Father ordained. And you can tear down the strongholds. Yeah. Jeremiah 1. Just listen to what he says to Jeremiah, starting at the fourth verse. You know, and all of these, I'm the black sheep, and all the devil is a liar. Okay, listen to this. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, for, behold, before, let me read it right, says, before, listen, before, not after, before, you see that? Before. Before. I formed thee in the belly. I knew thee. Before God formed you. Before he formed you and put you in the belly, he knew you. I knew thee, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their face, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. And Brother Jeremiah went through a lot. Did you hear that? Before. Think about it. Before he formed you and put you in the belly, he knew you. All right, let's read verse 8. Listen to this. I like it. God declares who he is. It says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Listen to that. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Capital G. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If doubt comes, that certainly will eradicate it. Oh, yes. It will dissolve it. Yes. It will destroy it. You're a child of God. He knew you. He knows you. He loves you. He cares about you. God, who? The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we all need to be reminded from time to time that you're loved by the Almighty God, that he cares for you. Sickness, trouble on every side. Well, you could be so happy that if another thing happened, you would just bust right open. But don't forget the Almighty God. Remain humble before the things of this world are temporal. But God is everlasting. And he's constant. He changed not. Hallelujah. We can put our faith and our trust in him. Yes, Lord, we can. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good. God is so good to us. Can you say, put your hands on your heart and say, God is so good to me. Can you say that? Just say it. God is so good. He cares about me. Yes. Hallelujah. You know when you know that you are loved by God, you can love others. You can be kind to others when you know that you're loved by the Almighty God. When you know, hallelujah, hallelujah. Watch those twisted tongues that will try to get you off track. You know you're loved by God. You know he loves you. You know truly, truly. Not only does he know your name, he knows everything there is to know about you. Hallelujah. I'm talking, he loves us. He has an unconditional love. Now, remember this. He corrects. He chastised those whom he loves. Now, and he doesn't give us everything we think we want. We gotta have none. That's not what it's about either. I'll come because they said I can get rich and I can. No, it's not about that. The kingdom of God is not about that. That's not what it's about. Yes, he does bless with material things. Yeah, Lord. Oh, yeah, Lord. Oh, whatever he blesses is good. I'm just telling you. Hey, Lord, yeah. Oh, he know how to do it. You just sit back and go, close. I mean. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Ooh. I was thinking about when we had some of them, our Saturday morning prayer. And we have experienced some things that, oh my God, hard for me. It's just hard. I mean, like, Lord, did you really do it? You know, we ask dumb questions. And you know, you go searching to see. Oh, Lord, he intervened. Yeah, he does. Oh, joy unspeakable. The Lord, glory, our God is good to us. And we can go out confident. So we can, that person driving crazy, we're in a different place. We can really not lose something about us that would even calm them. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have you ever just looked and it just bring it on down? It's not you, the God in you. You don't have to say nothing. Just bring it on down. Just bring it on down. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Just bring it on down. Hallelujah. Who can you say glory to God? Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. We have brothers and sisters. And we just want to take a moment now to thank God for Reverend Nelson. We just thank God for how he has walked with him and healing him. Thank him for his process. He has gone through something he never thought he would go through. And God is bringing him out. We are just so grateful to God for that. And with Sister Maddie, we thank God. She turned her oxygen tanks in. Hallelujah. Yes, she had COVID. And she got it healed. And I'm not sure if there are any side effects. I was just texting her, and I thought, no, I don't want you to talk. You're not. And we ended up last week talking for an hour and 38 minutes. I said, you know how long we've been talking. We're not supposed to be talking. And she just laughed. She said, ain't God good? And he really, really is. And I am so grateful. So that Mother Dunlap, and she's doing good. Her grandson is now the pastor of the church that the Lord allowed her and her husband to organize, and moved on to the third generation, and that's a blessing. And she is so happy. And we thank God for that ministry. Apostle Dunlap was a mighty man of God, and he's gone on now, and Mother is still with us, and we are so delighted. So we get a chance. We just spend a while talking with her. She can't come on like she used to, but we thank God for her prayers and her faithfulness nevertheless. Amen. Hallelujah. And we still have the Henderson family keeping them lifted up. And we also realized as it was raining, and I was thinking about, I don't know if any of you have experienced this, going to work before the sun come up, and it's raining and you have an umbrella, but it's doing you no good, and you have to go to work. You know, pray for the mothers and the fathers who are just being pushed, they feel, to the brink. Let's just pray for them. So many of us know what that feels like, you know, and feel as if you don't have anyone. But we pray and ask God that He allow them to feel His presence, and He protect them and put a little smile on their face and keep them dressed. Amen. And protect their children. Hallelujah. At home. Yes. We have a news person here in Atlanta who's going through, and she made it public through the station that she's on. Her name is Davita Moore, and most of us here in the Atlanta area, people all over really know her, really kind, sweet person. She has cancer. We are asking everyone to pray for her. She's, I won't say the top of our list, but she's on our list. Everyone is special. Everyone's situation is serious and in need of prayer. But she, along with Dr. Nelson and all the others, they're no big and no little. They're just children of God that need help and need their father's healing, need a touch from God. They're looking up to Him. Yes, they are. And we are so honored that He will allow us to pray the petition. Hallelujah. To intercede on their behalf. Ask God to heal them. Oh, my God. For we know, Daughters of God, a remnant ministry, we know God to be a healer. Hey, God. Oh, yes, we do. We have personal testfulness. Oh, glory. So when we go down in prayer, hey, God, hallelujah. We're not going down on what somebody said. We're going down knowing by ourselves, hallelujah, personal relationship with God. He has personally healed us, hallelujah, and we thank Him for the healing. So if He heals us, and His word said He sent His word and He healed His people. We say witness. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say witness. Hallelujah. Can you say witness? Hallelujah. To the goodness of God. Witness that He hear you when you pray. Witness that I cried unto the Lord and He heard my cry and He pitied every groan. Oh, yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. Hallelujah. I cried unto the Lord. I cried. Have you ever cried? I cried. And did He ever hear you? Did He pity? Hey, God. When you reach your hand to heaven and said, Father, Father, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. Did He send you a song from Zion that soothed your troubled soul? Hallelujah. When you felt fatherless and motherless and friendless, was He a friend to you? When you didn't know how things were going to work out, and it worked out. Somebody gave you a strong word of faith, not ridicule. And you can say, don't you remember what the word of God are a healer. Knowing that you said in your word, I am the God that healeth thee. And your word does not return to you void. Whatever you said, it is so. So we come standing on your word, God, giving you glory and blessing your most holy name. Thanking you, Father, for giving us a testimony that we can tell the world that our God is a God that heals. Remisekoma, Shambakinidiose. And we thank you, God. All those that we called out and those that we did not call out, we thank you for allowing your healing virtue to flow. Almighty God, we thank you for touching bodies. We thank you, Almighty God. Oh God, we thank you for touching bodies. Healing, God, as only you can. Oh, God, you are the master. Oh, God, you are the master. You are the physician. Oh, God, we ask now that you touch Almighty God. Touch Almighty God. Awaken Almighty God. Oh, God, allow these bodies to operate in the manner which you have ordained, God. Nothing holding it back. Nothing resisting it. Almighty God, replacing, replenishing, and renewing. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua over every area of the body. Almighty God, oh my God, we thank you, hallelujah, and it's all for your glory, Father, it's all for your glory, wake up, it's all for your glory, hallelujah, oh God, remesekaba, hallelujah, wake up. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glorious God. We thank you for your healing touch. Yes, Lord, we declare, God, according to your word, it is so. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you now. We bless your name. We thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. We thank you for granting traveling mercy. We thank you for peace in the homes and peace in the families. Hallelujah. Clearing the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The hemisphere and the stratosphere. It's all in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. And thank you. Oh, Numbers, the sixth chapter. Starting at the 24th verse, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. 25, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are a child of God and he loves you. Until we meet again at the appointed place, at the appointed time, this is Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless.